Friendship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Beloved, welcome to the Daily Devotional. We are looking at part 17 today of the character of Jesus. And today's characteristic that we want to look at and study is the character of being full of gratitude. So the title is basically gratitude. Being thankful, saying, Lord, thank you for everything you're doing. But beloved, how often do we do it? Let's look at scripture. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, and the 5th chapter, and verse 17 and verse 18. Thessalonica is the church that Paul was writing to, obviously. Verse 17 says, never stop praying, but this is the one that I want to hone in on. Verse 18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Really quick verse that, isn't it? But so powerful, so power-packed when you look at it. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. You know, when I was a child, I would go to my dad and I would say to my dad, Dad, can I have my pocket money? On a Saturday, I can remember it now, as though it was yesterday, I'd be standing outside the greenhouse and I'd say to him, Dad, can I have my pocket money? And he'd say, yes, of course you can, son. This is the time when you get your pocket money. This is the day of the week that I give you your pocket money. Here it is. And he'd hand it over to me. And I wouldn't just walk off. Because if I did walk off, I wonder if next week when I came to ask Dad for my pocket money, would I get it? Perhaps I would. So he would give it to me again and I'd walk off. Note this, not once did I say thank you. When I was a child as well, when I was a little child, tiny in fact, someone would give me something and I would just take it and I wouldn't say thank you. And my mum used to say, now come on, David, say thank you. And I'd say thank you. And I only did it because I was told to say it. But as I grew up, I understood that gratitude was really important, especially to the person giving you something. So my dad used to give me my pocket money on a Saturday, and I can tell you this, if I didn't say thank you, it wouldn't be there next week. Or he might even say, what do you say? And I don't want to be reminded what to say, because I know what to say, and I know it's thank you. But beloved, how often do we say thank you to Almighty God? And we still expect him to do this and that and the other for us. And we never say thank you. So what I do, if I'm praying for something, if I'm praying for healing in my body, for instance, I'll say, Lord, thank you so much for healing me. Thank you, Father, that in your time you will heal me. My gratitude knows no bounds for what my God has done for me. How often do we just say thank you for nothing? How often do we just say, thank you, Lord, for saving me? Because I was bound for hell, Father. I was bound for hell, yet you have set me free and you have saved me and you are my God. And I love you so much for that. Thank you so, so much, Father. That is a characteristic that Jesus has. Gratitude. Gratitude for his Father, for what his Father has done for him. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thank you that you are you. Thank you, Jesus, that you are you. And thank you for your wonderful character that we can begin to emulate, Lord. I just pray in Jesus' name that we learn gratitude the way it's supposed to be, because I know that you, Father, you love that. You love to be worshipped and adored, and you love to have gratitude. And you love us to have gratitude toward you. Father God, I know this. Beloved, I know this. That gratitude, having this wonderful attribute of being grateful, is an act of worship in itself. Just by saying, thank you, God, thank you, Lord, that is an act of worship. When we're worshiping Him, and when the Spirit falls in such a powerful way as it does all the time here on Worship Radio 247 online, it does it all the time. The Holy Spirit falls constantly all the time. And when it does, our words are, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your awesome power that is descending now and is changing my life and changing it from glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, what I want, not what I want, what I would like for you to do, I would love you to spend just 1 week from now until next Friday, not asking God Almighty for anything, not for healing, not for money, for finances, not for anything at all, not asking Him for anything. Lord, can you help me out there? Lord, Father God, can you get me some money, because I've got no money, I don't know what to do. Father, will you heal my body? None of that, no. I just want you to spend your week, this week in your quiet time, when you're with Almighty God, I just want you to spend your quiet time saying these words. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. My heart is full of gratitude, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me on the cross at Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for supplying my needs. Thank you, Father, for healing my body. I don't want you to ask for anything. I just want you to thank Him. And you know what? I am sure in a week's time, we're going to have some mighty powerful testimony. The problem is, we don't spend our lives and our time in prayer to Almighty God saying thank you. We spend a lot of it asking for stuff. Asking for stuff. Let's not do that. Let's not do that anymore. Let's be a body of Christ that is worshiping and full of worship and full of gratitude to Almighty God for everything He has done for us. Just do it now, beloved. Just say, begin saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, in closing, I just want to say thank you for those lives that you have saved today during this program. I know you have, Lord. I know you have saved lives today, and they have been set free because of you today, Lord. Today, whilst they've been worshiping on Worship Radio 247, this radio station that you have anointed by your power. And we give you gratitude and we give you love and honor and worship in Jesus' name.